Hello, my audioboo friends. It's the February 16th edition of my audioboo. It is actually February 18th. It's a glorious blue sky Monday morning here in Montreal, and it's deathly cold outside. We're looking at minus 16 with a wind chill of about minus 23, minus 24. It is cold. I took out the scooter this weekend. I started it up. Just wanted to, get the battery, charged up a little bit and get the fuel flowing through the carburetor. And I even ran it up and down the street. It was about minus six on Sunday, yesterday, in fact. Before, unfortunately, my fall that has hurt my shoulder. But I was able to ride up and down the street and get a feel for the bike and see how it was handling, not how it was handling, but how it was running. And it's like every year, at the beginning of the year, it kind of, I don't know if it gets gummed up or what's going on. It runs a little bit rough, at the very beginning, at the very start of the season, or if I haven't run it for a couple of weeks, it tends to run a little bit rough. But I'm planning on starting it once a week until March 15th, when I can officially and legally bring it out on the road again. And regardless of the weather, temperature-wise, as long as the streets are bare and dry, I will be riding. I promise myself that. Hopefully my shoulder will be on the mend, if not completely mended by then, in the next 4 weeks or so. So today's topic is, when did you start on Audioboo? I started on Audioboo back in 2009, sometime in 2009, I believe. Might have been 2010. The only thing I don't remember is how I discovered Audioboo, how I came across it. I have no idea. It was probably a Google search, who knows what I was looking for, and came across this thing, Audioboo. I liked the premise. At the time, you got 5 minutes. And I thought I would do a series of Audioboos on open source software. That was my premise. In fact, if you go way back in my boos to the very first boos I've ever done, there's two of them. And one was introducing the topic of open source and what I would talk about in the series. And the second one was I explained what open source software is. And then it just died. I fell off the cliff at that point and didn't boo again for over a year at least. I then decided to resuscitate the open source Audioboo, but I never did so because when I came back to Audioboo and I looked around at what some of the things that were threading and trending on Audioboo, I noticed this February thing. People talking about February, and that's when a whole world opened up to me. Of Audioboo and topics for February, and then friends, and I met a lot of people, and I even had some direct messages. And anyway, most of you know the rest of the story. But so when did I start? Yeah, it would have been way back, sometime in 2010, I think. Might have been late 2009, I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. I'd have to look back to my Audioboos, and I didn't before doing this Audioboo, because I didn't even know that there were topics for this week yet. And I started looking at browsing my Audioboos and my followed Audioboos, and I noticed, 15, 16, 17. I said, okay. So I said, I better get busy and get these things done. If you listen back to my Audioboo I did just a few Audioboos back, you'll know that I took quite a fall on Sunday and hurt myself. So my heart's really not into Audiobooing, but I know I have to keep moving and I have to just kind of get along with my day and my week and what I have to do. It's just hard because I'm in constant pain in my shoulder right now, and I promise myself, if it doesn't seem to get any better, if it doesn't feel that it's healing in the next few days, then I'm gonna go to the clinic and find out what's going on. Because had I gone to the emergency room yesterday, I'd probably still be there. I would be very low on the totem pole. And so I said, you know what, I'm not going to waste anybody's time if all it is just a bruised shoulder or maybe a pulled tendon, and there's not much they can do about it anyway, except for maybe put me in a sling. But if I put my arm in a sort of a sling position, it really hurts. The best I can do is put my arm down at about a 45-degree angle, and that's where it feels probably the best. If I put it all the way straight down, then it feels like the tendon on the front, sort of where my bicep is, hurts a bit, and up near my shoulder. And if I put it in the sling position, then the tendon towards the back, around my quadricep, hurts quite a bit. So really, the 45-degree seems to be the best position. So anyway, thanks for listening to all my gripes and complaining. And I'll come back in a few minutes with February 17th. That's a very interesting way I met my wife. You have to hear this. Catch you later.